I'm going to say acceptable to work overtime to achieve a sprint goal if we made a mistake while in refinement or in sprint planning. Todd, that's what I'm going to interpret this question as asking. If I've missed the mark, feel free to leave a follow-up comment. But is overtime okay if we realize we made a mistake and we have to work a little bit over to hit our sprint goal? What do you think on that, Todd? I don't know if we've had this. If that's the question, great question. I don't think we've actually talked about this in great depth.
Yeah, it's interesting. So long as it doesn't become a frequent thing. So when the times where I've been a product owner, some of my opening conversations with teams are, listen, I'm super passionate about what we're doing here. And there's going to be times where we need to push, right? I can't be the one to force you to push. I'm just going to say, when I say I really need you on this one, I really need you on it as much as you can help me just because of what I'm seeing in the market. That is the exception, not the rule. And so if I'm asking for everybody to comp on board, now we don't reduce any kind of quality because of, but there are studies that show the impact of overtime on quality and morale. And so I think that so long as it isn't something that becomes a really regular thing, so long as it's something that is the exception, not the rule, I absolutely think that it's okay. Now, if it becomes a exorbitant amount, like a 90-hour work week, maybe it's worthy of having a conversation as a Scrum team as to whether you should cancel or rethink the scope of the goal.
I like it. Great question.